Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1-2 legal punch for former President Trump and the Trump team. One, the civil lawsuit filed here in New York. The other, the appeals court ruling against him when it comes to the case of the material that was seized from Mar-a-Lago.
So, a long day for the former president, and CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is here live this morning. And Stephen, I guess you saw that the ex-president, reacted to the news on Fox last night. What did he say?
The news having to do with Letitia James's lawsuit. He essentially said that she is misreading how he has valued his properties over the years, that she couldn't possibly know the value of Mar-a-Lago the way he knows it and other properties. Remember, the attorney general here has alleged that the Trump Organization and its leaders have been engaged in a massive fraud, falsely stating the value of their assets to banks and tax authorities. They're seeking $250 million in restitution, a ruling from the court that the former president and three of his children can't lead any New York company in the future, stripping the organization of its certificate to operate a business in the state of New York. And the former president is defending himself, but ultimately this could wind up the subject of criminal prosecutions because the attorney general said she's referring the matter to federal prosecutors and the IRS.
We also have the ruling involving the documents that at Mar-a-Lago. Interesting thing there is that the judge in that case is saying that the special master in that case and the Department of Justice, as he put it, need not review those documents that the folks in Washington are looking over.
The three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit wrote last night, this decision dropped about 7:30 last night, that the district court judge, Eileen Cannon, was wrong to say that the criminal investigation should cease with respect to the 100 or so documents marked classified, that they should be set aside and sent to the special master for his review. Remember, the special master is himself a senior judge sitting in Brooklyn. The appellate panel last night said in an unsigned opinion, by the way, two of the three judges were appointed by Donald Trump, that panel said that the investigation can continue and that there's no reason that the judges at the appellate level can discern why Donald Trump would have any interest in or need for these documents marked classified. And they pointedly said in their order last night that there's no evidence that any of these records were declassified. The former president's lawyers have tried to argue that there might be some sort of privilege that the former president could assert here, either attorney-client or even executive privilege. But the appeals court last night rejected that and essentially said that they can't discern any reason why documents marked classified would in any way belong to or be in the custody of a former president.
Stephen Portnoy at the White House. Thank you, Stephen. And Donald Trump said on Fox last night that he could declassify documents by thinking about it. I mowed the grass yesterday just by thinking about it.
Did you really?
Got the whole thing done just like that. It was amazing.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.